7. Guam's number one news starts now. On News Talk K57.
The views expressed on this show belong to the show host, guests, and callers, and do not represent Sorensen Media Group in any way, shape, or form. This show serves in the public's interest, and SMG reserves the right to maintain control of the show as to keep within the guidelines of the FCC.
If you have any comments or complaints, you can contact SMG.
At SMG, we strive to present the best product we can, we value your opinion, and we thank you so much for listening and tuning in to News Talk K57.
Where you get your news matters.
New ISIS video threatening to kill two Japanese hostages.
The idea of Mitt Romney running a third time.
Get it here on News Talk K57.
Good evening and welcome back to Vet Talk here on News Talk K57. My name is Sean Watson. I am Adjutant Quartermaster for VFW Post 2917, Adjutant Quartermaster for VFW District 6, Guam, Saipan, Adjutant Quartermaster for VFW Department of the Pacific Areas, and it's so good to be back on the show. Sitting to my right is
Johnny at Two Light Titanol, and I'd like to do a shout-out to the Boat Basin Bottle Scratchers down in the Boat Basin. I'm back, and you better be listening. I am also a member of the MOPH, Military Order of Purple Heart, and retired vice chairman of the Veterans Commission.
Retired.
Yay.
Our third man in the room with us.
This is Tom Devlin. I'm one of the members of the Military Order of Purple Heart on Guam.
And taking care of us in the booth, we got Izzy.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Young-looking, debonair, suave.
You know, that whole little mustache thing is just completely throwing me off.
Don't worry, I actually plan to shave it off this weekend.
Yeah?
No, don't do it.
Maybe when
don't
I get time.
Let it grow.
Be a man.
Be a man.
I've been bored. Or just lazy. I've been lazy to shave it off. But nice to see you gentlemen back in studio.
It is really good to be back on the back in the studio.
Well, after the show, we may not be back.
It's been a couple minutes since we've been on the air.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. So it's good to see both you gentlemen back in the studio.
Yeah, you both look good.
Well, I saw you recently at the VFW monthly meeting, and you looked as good as you do now.
Oh, thank you,
Tom. And I was very impressed with that meeting, let me tell you.
Thanks, Johnny. All right, well, you know, we might as well just go ahead and start with the announcements. Speaking of VFW meetings, VFW Post 2917 is having their monthly meeting next Tuesday. We found a real big room to make sure that we're good and social distance.
Tell them where it's at.
That's going to be at the Santa Hanya's mayor's office. And that'd be starting at 6 o'clock p.m.
That's next
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, I'm going to make it. Yeah. We're not doing Purple Heart because Purple Heart's... they're lagging.
All right. Johnny, you have anything that you want to add?
Well, other than the gratitude I feel towards the different military organizations out there that have been really great over the, especially the holidays, and particularly to the VFW Post
2917.
And under the leadership of yourself as the Adjutant General and Brian Miranda, and who's the skinny white guy?
Skinny white, Gary Hendricks?
He was a former commander.
Oh, John Gilbert.
Yes, a very, very, very likable person. And you can tell he's been in there. Yeah. He's been at the helm.
He's past commander chief. I just promoted you there, John. He's past commander of Department of the Pacific Areas, as I am. Uh-huh. And when he was the commander, I was actually his chief of staff.
Well, him and Brian riding together, we did the ring-a-ling ding-a-ling at Cosculus for the Salvation Army, which garnered a lot of money, from what I understand, which was really good because all the contributions were greatly necessitated by the poor people of Guam. Oh, not poor, but, you know, the ones that are undergoing the hardships today.
Well, we the post 2917, they did the bell ringing, as you just mentioned, raised over $3,000 in donations for the homeless children's shelter.
Right.
And all that money, plus I think we had we went over like $3 on the actual donations that we got, but the post is happy to add everything that we did to that, especially with the commander Brian, spending all that time and effort and gas and everything else to drive around and not only get the donations but to go buy all the supplies and deliver them over to the children's shelter.
Exactly. And today, this morning, I went around. I said, "Well, we're going to do the Vet Talk Show tonight. So let me take a look around and get a feeling of what's going on in our neighborhood." So I went to the vet cemetery, and I spoke with some very, very wonderful people down there that are working really hard and diligent. And I couldn't believe it like flipping a coin. Mm-hmm. The new look is just really beautifying. And the effort that's been put out by Tony Licola, I keep messing up his name.
Yeah.
He's with the Gold Star, him and his lovely wife, and them leading the volunteers and doing their efforts out at the cemetery was very, very nice. Yeah. It was very good. And the cemetery, gentlemen, looks great.
Yeah. Well, let's not get too far ahead in the show here, but... we're still on the announcements. You have any other announcements, Johnny?
Nothing else that I can put in black and white.
All right, Tom?
I have an announcement. It's not a pleasant announcement. It's Gabriel Barcinas, who was the supervisor at the Veteran Cemetery, passed away about a week ago. And he's being laid to rest
Tomorrow.
And my condolences go out to his family.
Mm-hmm.
And he served the United States Marine Corps. So
his funeral's at 1 o'clock, I believe.
I don't have accurate information.
Information I had was the actual ceremony at the church, I think, was 10:30, and the ceremony is going to the cemetery is going to be at 1 o'clock at the Veterans Cemetery.
Yeah.
And
but 10:30 at the...
I think so.
I think it's at the church in Meleso.
Somebody
call in and let us know.
Hang on. I'll have it here in just a second, but go ahead, Tom.
And you know, we wish him the best.
Of course.
He did the best he could for many, many years supervisor at the Veteran Cemetery.
Yes, he did.
And he honored us, and he honored himself by serving the veterans.
Yes, he did.
In the last resting place, and he will be there himself. So that's a proud thing to be.
All right.
To be with your fellow veterans. Also, I do believe, I could be mistaken, that the Veterans Commission is having a meeting on January 22nd.
If you say so.
No, they have the meeting scheduled the fourth week of the month, and this is basically the 22nd. So maybe if Brian is around, maybe he can call and confirm, you know.
Well, actually, I think we need to talk with Joe now, or Jose.
St. Augustine, yeah.
Yeah, he's now the chairman.
Well, I called Joe, but he never returned the phone calls.
I want to correct the funeral.
Okay,
go ahead.
Funeral times. That's going to be tomorrow, 12 o'clock, at the San Dimas Catholic Church in Meleso?
Yeah, Meleso.
And Guam Veterans Cemetery, PD at 1:30. So
if, you know, we can get an update from anybody in the know about the commission meeting. Generally, that's been held at the Sinihanya mayor's
office.
Office.
Yeah. Yes, it has.
Oh, and there's more than enough room for social distancing. I mean,
I tell you what. I think we had the max number of people that we could have in a meeting at our last meeting, mm-hmm. and we probably could have doubled that and still had the same spacing.
Yes. Yes.
No. So please, if anybody knows when the commission meeting actually be held, give us a call. Let us know.
You know, I keep making these notes everywhere I go, and I keep leaving them in my pickup. And I came over here with my wife's buggy, so it's all in my pickup.
Yeah. Okay. It's already 22. Time Isn't flies. I forgot how fast time goes on the show.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of information.
It is. And, you know, that's been the first day back. I don't even remember the last time we were in the studio. What
March.
Was it?
March 18th, maybe? August 18th, I think it was. August 18th.
Last time we were in the studio?
We were physically here, yeah.
And then I did two or three Zoom shows after that.
Yeah. You did. And those were great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we ought to get some more leadership from the national level. Bring it down and do that.
Yeah, I'll reach out to my contacts and see what I can do.
You got the technology. I know. Me and Tom, we can't even fit into the radio.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take care of some housekeeping here. If you want to call in and be a part of this show, our phone number is 477-5757. Or we are broadcasting on 570 AM, 96.5 FM. Are we on Facebook still? We're on Facebook at News Talk K57.
And PNC.
PNC.com. And we're also on K57.com. So plenty of ways to listen to the show.
I just watch it on Channel 6 or listen to it on Channel 2.
I think we're doing audio on the TV, but we don't have the video going.
Oh.
But I'm not sure about that. Maybe our helpful engineer can clarify that for us. But anyway.
It's only audio on Channel 2.
That's where you go.
Yeah, that's audio.
That's Docomo Channel 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Let's see. We talked about... I also wanted to say some other things that the VFW Post 2917 did over the holidays. Our great commander Brian, he worked it out with KFC and got a good donation from KFC for the staff at the Navy hospital.
Yes, we did.
And we also added to that from the post funds to make sure that we recognized our medical staff at the Navy hospital and thanked them for the job that they're doing during this awful pandemic that we're in.
He's very good at that. I call him the hustler.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some people that are good at it and some people really suck at it. And he's the opposite. He's fantastic at it.
You got a very positive attitude.
Yep.
I was there and the appreciation was shown by the corpsman and the corps ladies and the watchstander, the petty officer in charge.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't actually go in there but we had, I think, about 8 post members that gathered out the entrance right there at the emergency room. And it looked like the staff there was very, very appreciative of what they do. Yes. All right, we have our first phone call of the new year.
Oh.
By the way, Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you for the memories.
Let's hope that this year is a lot better than last year.
It better be.
All right. We have Ed on line one. Welcome to Vet Talk. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing? Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah,
you too.
It's good to hear your voice again, Ed.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I think it's been almost, 6 months already?
5 months, yeah, pretty close. You're right. You're on the money.
Probably about 6 months since we were actually in the studio and taking good...
My question, guys, I'm trying to get some help in reference to a disability rating. You know, as you guys know me, or some of you probably do,
mm-hmm.
I'm the one with the prosthetic leg.
Right.
Okay, I'm trying to get a request with the congressman's office in reference to, I don't know if you know anything about this, it's called congressional investigation on why a person like me that is disabled with one leg, erratic heartbeat, that I've been going to the doctor for already a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
Being diabetes, and you know, high blood pressure, and I don't even have one rating or 1% when I requested already 4 times for a review. Now, I was just wondering if you know anything about a congressional investigation where I'm going to put in with the congressman office soon.
They usually call that a congressional inquiry. Mm. The congressperson puts a request, and let's say, for argument's sake, with the VA. And they basically ask them who, what, when, and where. What's the story? You know, it takes a while to get an answer. I know that much. Mm-hmm. But generally, you will get an answer. You get an answer from the VA and the congressman's office, you know, usually probably about the same time.
Yeah, because, you know, I know a lot of friends that are veterans who are not even retired. I'm retired. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got like almost 30-40% just for being a diabetic.
Yeah.
And I was found out that I was a diabetic when I tried to go to the Horn of Africa, and I finally retired before they could even send me to a medical review board.
But is that's in your medical records, correct?
No, it's not, because I requested for my medical files, and they sent me a disc, but the disc was only during my 6 years of active duty. Nothing that had to do with the National Guard. And when I asked the National Guard about my medical records, they don't have anything about me. Nothing at all. Yeah. So I'm like in a situation where do I go?
I tell you,
you
what,
know, I got a disc, but it only covers my medical records for my active duty time.
Ed, I tell you what, you just did a great segue for something I was going to bring up anyway, which was actually another announcement. I was just waiting for the good time to put it out there. But after we're done talking, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm not sure if I still have your phone number or not.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to have Izzy get your phone number for me.
Okay. I appreciate it, guys.
No
I'm
problem.
I'm trying to do my best.
Well,
you know, especially now with this pandemic and all these medical other bills or medication that the VA doesn't cover, I got to put up.
Right. Well, what I'm going to say is VFW Post 2917, within the last month, and this individual has already been through all the training and certified, we now have another veteran service officer on Guam.
So you guys got a VSO.
We have a VSO accredited through the VFW here on Guam now.
Okay.
So what I want to do is I'm going to get your phone number. I'm going to pass that to him and have him contact you since he's gone through all the latest and greatest training.
All right, sir. I appreciate that very much.
You know me, Ed. I always try to take care of you.
Yes, sir. I know that. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Enjoy your New Year, and nice to have you guys back on the air.
Ed, it's great to be back. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Okay. It was good to hear from Ed.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm glad he didn't die.
I pick up the shows here on K57 throughout the day when I can, and I hear him calling into the shows every once in a while. I'm like, okay, Ed's still doing good.
Yeah, he's hanging in there.
He's hanging in there.
Well, for the benefit of everybody, just to let you know, it took me 38 years to get my percentage upgraded from 10%. 38 years, and it was total. It's called fate.
Yeah. Well, you guys know I put my claim in earlier in 2020.
You're pondering.
And I still haven't heard anything other than, we got your claim, thanks.
Well, you got a new VSO officer.
Yeah, well, I'm still letting Ron try to take care of things for
Ronnie
me.
Ronnie Canata, veterans officer.
He's the one. I sent him an email, but he didn't return it.
I just saw him today when I went there. I was at the veteran's office.
He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
He does a real good
is.
Job down
yes,
there.
Yes, he is.
All right. Tom, do you have something? I saw that look in your eye.
No, I'm being nice today.
What do you mean being nice?
If you guys told me to be nice.
I never known a Marine to be nice, especially on a radio.
Ooh, it hurts so bad.
You know,
maybe there's a song that says, ooh, it hurts so bad.
There is a song.
Really?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
You know, it's been a while since the three of us have been in the same room with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to throw Tommy under the bus.
Oh,
what do you think?
Here we go.
Is it too early?
We'll give him another 10 minutes.
Oh, man. Nah.
Right after the break.
All of a sudden, John is Christian over here. Hey.
But when did you find out that we were coming back on the air?
Yesterday. Yeah. Tom called me.
Yeah, he called me about 24 hours prior to the start of the show today.
Yeah.
And went, hey, by the way, we're back on the air.
Yeah.
I went, really? When? Tomorrow.
And he told me I had to be nice, respectful. He said I had to be wear nice shoes and a nice shirt and don't talk nasty.
I shouldn't have worn my pajama bottoms in today.
I feel like Samuel Jackson doing a commercial. Naughty or nice.
we have 10 minutes to the top of the hour, just to let you two know.
Okay.
But how was your holiday seasons?
Good, quiet.
Yeah.
Which is okay by me.
Yeah. I got put onto a mandatory rest period. But everything's good.
I was so disgusted with everything. This corona changed everything, everybody. Made everybody into a bunch of sheep, and being the goat that I am, I said, "Pshaw, bah humbug." Boy, I tell you, it took the wind out of the sail for Christmas, especially with the families.
Mm-hmm.
Despondency.
Know, there's so much going on. We're having weekly Zoom meeting. Or, I'm sorry, bi-monthly Zoom meetings for VFW department, which is just the leadership, basically, trying to figure out how we're going to move forward and where the department's standing and everything. And we're already talking about June. Last month we had our Council of Administration, which is our midterm meeting, that was scheduled originally to be in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's no travel, so we did a Zoom meeting. It was Senior Vice Commander in Chief Fritz Michalczyk that tuned in via Zoom with us, and kind of like what Johnny said about the VFW meeting that he attended here for the post,
mm-hmm.
Senior Vice Commander in Chief actually said, you know what, before I get into any of my comments, I want to tell you guys, I've been to a few of these via Zoom already, and this is by far the most coordinated one that I've seen. Because we're still following the protocols that you have to do and everything else. And we, obviously, normally that's about a 9-hour meeting in person.
Mm-hmm.
We cut it down to about an hour and 45 minutes. Obviously, cutting out a bunch of the
BS.
Verbal reports that are given.
Yeah.
It's not, come on, Johnny, it's not BS. There's a lot of good information that gets put out there in
those
meetings.
Look at these local government meetings.
Well, that's government meetings. I'm talking VFW.
That's why I was impressed with the VFW. I was totally impressed. The protocol, the respect between the people, and the common sense. Not common sense, common sense.
There's one thing I want to say about that, Johnny. Because a lot of people don't realize this, but within the VFW, when you walk in to a meeting, it's not that I started to say something that was really politically not correct. because you have to respect everybody that served in the military.
Of course.
Officer, enlisted, whatever.
Of course.
However, when we walk into a VFW meeting, your rank gets checked at the door.
That's right.
Because at this point, we're all veterans working for veterans' issues. Exactly. Kind of like what we do here on this show.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't even know what rank you guys were in. Frankly, it doesn't matter because
it doesn't matter.
What we do is we take care of what we need to do for our veterans. Which is the most important thing.
It's the experience and the knowledge that we retain.
Mm-hmm.
Tom knows things about what's going on in the veteran community. You know things about. I know a few things.
That's what allows us to put all the animosities and personal conflicts that we may have against each other to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And work with each other to ensure that we do things that are good for our veterans.
And with that attitude, I'm happy to be affiliated with the VFW, also with the MLPH, in the efforts upcoming that I see. I see what's upcoming, and I'm impressed, and I don't mind getting out of bed at 7 o'clock to go ring a bell.
Mm.
event that helps the majority.
I thought you were going to say you didn't mind getting out of bed to make it to the meetings. I'm like, that's at 6 o'clock at night.
Well, you know, I missed half of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, the first one you showed up to, I went, you've got to be kidding me.
They dug the old man up.
Who is that walking up? Who is that? It was good to see you there, though.
Well, I was very impressed, and I was happy to be there. And I'm recruiting Billy Flores, Navy, and I'm hoping to get Johnny Balesta from the fire department. Those two, they kind of gave me an edge, and I said, we need you.
Well, the thing is, and both of you guys know this, it's not necessarily one member that makes an organization.
Mm-hmm.
It takes those numbers, and MOPH is seeing this right now.
Oh, yeah.
VVA is seeing this right now.
Yes.
American Legion, believe it or not, is seeing this right now.
Yes.
But it takes the veterans in numbers. You don't have to come to the meetings every month.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'll get into that after the top of the hour. But you don't have to come to the meetings. It's nice if you do. That way you understand the organization that you're a part of.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that says, hey, I'm a member. I have to go do this. Yeah, there's three rules when I was commander at all three levels in the VFW that I live by, and I told all my members. I go, there's three things I need you to do. First one is take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Second one is take care of your family. Mm-hmm. Third one, any time that you can give to us, we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the three rules I had. And they're like, well, what about work? Well, that's taking care of yourself and your family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that the VFW, any volunteer organization,
mm-hmm.
You should have that rule. Take care of yourself, take care of your family, then anything you can do for the organization that you're a part of
mm-hmm.
helps out.
And you're no good to anybody if you're not good to yourself.
Well, you can't do anything for your organization if you have problems within the family.
Yep, that's true.
You can't
true.
Do anything for your family if you have problems with yourself.
And you got to handle it, whatever problems you come up with.
That's why I have those three things.
That's right.
I don't think I ever told you that,
Johnny.
Tom's
not married. Look at it. He don't have no problems. But he lost all his hair. I still got hair. Look at this, man. I still got hair.
You know.
Okay.
I'm not even sure I'm going to dignify that with the response.
I don't even know what to say.
Really?
I'm sitting here quiet, not trying to cause any, you know,
yeah,
stress.
You're like a viper in a trench in Vietnam.
Well, I can handle
just
that sucker.
Waiting to sneak up us in a rice paddy.
Yep.
And bite us.
I was good at that, boy. I was good at that. Yeah, but, it's being a veteran, sometimes I think is not easy. Today, as it was in the past,
you know, the whole dynamic of being a veteran has changed over the years. You know, a lot of people said, and we just have a couple minutes here before we have to take a break for the CBS News. A lot of people think VFW. The first thing they think is a bunch of veterans sat around drinking at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Johnny came to the meeting and went, because we actually don't even have a post. Home. We don't have a post home.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny came in and went, oh, wow, there's actually work that gets done here, which it was refreshing to see and to hear somebody coming to first meeting that I know of that you've been to.
That's the first one I've ever been to.
Yeah. To see that and go, wow, this I'm proud to be a part of that organization.
Yeah.
So with that, anything you have to add before we break?
I'll wait till after the break.
Tommy?
I'll wait till after the break. Even one break. I have no problem.
All right.
I'm easy going.
All right. This is Vet Talk on News Talk K57. We'll be back right after the CBS News.
Let's go smoke, Sean.
You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
promises.
North Korea.
Guam is changing. Are you listening?
It should get people's attention because this is a sign of things to come.
On News Talk K57.
The views expressed on this show belong to the show host, guests, and callers, and do not represent Sorensen Media Group in any way, shape, or form. This show serves in the public's interest, and SMG reserves the right to maintain control of the show as to keep within the guidelines of the FCC.
If you have any comments or complaints, you can contact SMG.
At SMG, we strive to present the best product we can. We value your opinion, and we thank you so much for listening and tuning in to News Talk K57.
Guam's number one news starts now.
Feel right in this motherfucker.
On News Talk K57.
They say we are what we are, but we don't have to be. I'm bad behavior, but I do it in the best way. I'll be the watcher of the eternal flame. I'll be the guard dog of all your fever dreams. I am the sin in the bottom half of the hourglass, glass, glass. I try to picture me without you, but I can't. Cause we could be immortals, immortals.
Good evening, welcome back to Vet Talk on News Talk K57. My name's Sean Watson, member of VFW.
Johnny Atulai Titano at your service.
Tom Devlin, member of the military at Purple Light on Guam.
And taking care of us in the engineering booth.
Good evening.
Isaiah. Who was that?
That was the Fallout Boys with Immortals.
Yeah. Remind me to talk to you after the show.
Sure.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
Wow. Okay. But thank you. I enjoy you being here.
Thank you. I enjoy being here too.
Such a liar.
All right. If you want to call in, have a question or a comment about veterans issues, our phone number is 477-5757. We're broadcasting on 570 AM, 96.5 FM. We have audio and video on PNC.com.
PNCGuam.com.
PNCGuam.com. Thank you, Isaiah.
We are also on PNC's Facebook page and News Talk K57's Facebook page.
Yeah, and also K57.com. So it's good to be back on the air. I think Johnny had a couple more announcements that he wanted to put out.
Yeah, I'd like to do a shout out to Johnny Conception with GY671 and the tool chest deal he did with the vets.
Raffle.
The raffle, yeah. And it was really great. And I like your posts on Facebook, Johnny. Keep it up. And I'll bet you've doubled your occupancy with your boys now up there. It's good to see you young guys coming up and working together and striving to make things good for the veterans.
Yeah. Okay. I got a couple messages while we were on break. We have our veterans over in Thailand tuned in, so I want to send a shout out to those guys.
Thailand, yeah. Great. Hello, boys.
My love of my life in the Philippines. She's watching, so yeah. Love you, babe.
You can't go see her though.
No, we haven't seen each other in a couple
months. They just put out this new thing. Sorry to be a heartbreaker, but they don't want the people from the United States in there yet because they're developing another surge of corona.
Yeah, the new strain of the coronavirus is spreading. I mean, it's supposed to be more contagious than the original, so.
But not as severe. It was like the cold or something like that.
That I really don't have that much information on that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Tom.
Yes, sir.
What do you have?
Well, the Air Force Exchange and Commissaire are back open again.
And open to the veterans.
And open to the veterans and the retirees. And that's alleviated a lot of pressure on the Navy Commissaire and Exchange. When I was there, they don't even have a security guard, in the parking lot anymore. Mm-hmm. You can drive in yourself And that's an improvement from 6 months ago.
Well, I like the fact that you can go through the front gate. You don't have to go that extra miles, and then you go through all that road, and then you come right out.
It seems that the military is trying to get back to sort of what I would call normal routine.
Normalcy, yeah.
No, within reason, normalcy. And that's good for the veterans community and the retirees, and hopefully the Air Force understands how the veterans feel about them almost basically shutting down everything. And the Navy sort of, this is just my opinion, held the water for the veterans and you know, the retirees, because they were all going down to the Navy Exchange and Navy Base.
I don't know. I never had any problems with the Air Force. I've been up there maybe twice during the pandemic.
Well, the Air Force was shut down. They opened up for Saturdays and Sundays there for a while, but then they shut that down completely. But now they're open 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Obviously, the commissary is closed on Monday at the Air Force and on Tuesday at the Navy.
Yeah. Everything's starting to come back to normalcy, which is...
Within reason,
yeah.
You know, when I first heard about the Theodore Roosevelt, 8,000 troops on that plane, on that aircraft carrier, and they only had one casualty.
Right.
But they sure spent a lot of money with a lot of hotels and the economy on Guam and everything. I mean, imagine when they come on leave for 3 days, they spent over $1 million, the troops.
Oh, yeah.
But they were here for, what, a month? Month and a half?
They were, I don't know exactly how long they were here. They were here for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they survived. And the only guy that died was... one particular old man that had underlying circumstances.
I think he was a chief, yeah.
Yeah, chief in the Navy.
Yeah.
But so, underlying circumstances. That could have been anything.
So I'm hearing rumors that the governor's thinking about opening up travel for people coming back into Guam starting as early as March. Anybody else heard that?
No.
Yeah, I kind of got wind of that, but...
I mean, I'll tell you how I personally feel.
That's why I asked it, Tom.
This is just me. I myself personally have lost confidence in the governor and lieutenant governor. That's just me. You know, and we've all talked to various veterans, all of us in this room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hearing to various people, commission, you know, when the commission meeting is over, and when the veterans organizations, you know, finish their business, and when you just, like, shoot the shit, right? That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. A lot of veterans feel that same way. Not all veterans. I'm not saying all veterans feel that way. But too many feel that way. And I just think certain decisions she's made have not been good. Not been good for the island. Not been good for, you know, veterans and non-veterans. And I don't think they've been very good for her. Now, this is me speaking, but, you know, and I'll tell everybody straight up, no nonsense, I voted for her. And you guys know that, because I told you that. Mm-hmm. I voted for her.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, I'm disappointed.
You want to hear my coup de grace?
Lay it on us, Johnny.
New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
You got 16 hotels in operation. Thank you, because of the military and the veterans. All year, culmination of riots in the States, fires burning up California, cats going amok, and we're out here now trying to survive with casualties of up to 12 suicides a week. What is that? Is that not demoralizing? And a chief or a leader is supposed to figure out some way to bring a little hope. And on New Year's Eve, when the cops were out running around trying to arrest guys shooting up the town and stuff, with 16 hotels in operation, 33 hotels within the island and stuff, we couldn't have a fireworks display out on Tawke Island that would have cost... If all these hotels that have been making all this money for this past 20 years, I'm talking buku bucks, they couldn't chipped in 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 for a mere 20-minute fireworks display. My granddaughter FaceTimed us from Honolulu or Oahu or where are those Hawaiians
Honolulu is on Oahu.
Amaluka, Kekilani.
Alamoana Hotel.
They had a fireworks display that blew my mind. And of course, seeing that uplifted the children, uplifted the elderly to say, hey, we still have a little bit of our original conception of what life is supposed to be, as down in the dumps as we are. And the next morning, I woke up feeling like whale shit in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, and I know how John feels, and I'll be quite frank about it. John and I walked the fence line. We walked the bush in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't I know you haven't been to Vietnam, Sean.
I have not.
But when I say it was terrible, that's on a good day. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people that got killed, and John knows that more mm-hmm. than anybody. He tried to save many. Mm-hmm. That was his job, to save lives. But there was always hope, positivity, to a certain extent, even when the enemy was trying to cut your throat, mm-hmm. because they're not going to kill everybody. Some of us will survive. Mm-hmm. Some of us will go home and we will remember, you know, what's happened. And I think the government, the local government, the stateside government, has failed the people in general. Mm-hmm. And you have to give hope. And I know we have pandemics, we'll have this, we'll have that. Yes, but you have to give hope to people. But government has got to be straight with the people mm-hmm. and not have 10 different messages. Mm-hmm. You open up today, you close tomorrow, then you open up with 25% capacity, and then maybe 50% capacity. And I made the comment, and you both heard me this evening when I came down here. Hotel Row is empty. There's nobody on the road. There's nothing. And we have to have political leaders that know this.
Well, that's political what we're looking leaders. At the new senators. Yeah. These new senators.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, let me get back to Go my ahead. Original point on this whole thing. If we're going to open it up for visitors coming here, and you as a visitor coming here to Guam, know that restaurants are only operating at, what is it now, 25% or is it 50%?
25%. 25, I believe.
Okay, 25% indoor dining.
Right, right.
There are no clubs, bars open.
Not mm-hmm. that I know of.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the entertainment areas are shut down. Mm-hmm. Would you spend money to go to a place like that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I went out to Denny's the other day, the wife and I, just because she wanted to get out of the house. And we spent $40 between the two of us for $11 meals.
Why didn't you invite me?
I went, wait a minute. She paid it. And I said, we got to the car. I said, how'd it go? $40. Mm-hmm. I said, those were two $11 meals. Well, the gratuity and this and that.
Let's go back to my question. Mm-hmm. All right. You're going on vacation, which it's going to cost some money to go on vacation. It always does, right?
Yeah.
You can't go to any drinking establishments. Half the restaurants are operating at a quarter capacity. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to spend your hard-earned money to go to a place like that?
Not after learning the price gouging that's going on. I call it price gouging. It's nothing less than price gouging. Try going to Benson to get some sanitizer. Or try going to Payless to buy a mm-hmm. bottle of Clorox. Mm-hmm. $11 that costs on base 38 cents?
I mean, we have, quote, I use the word, quote, new senators.
Right, just sworn in on Monday.
Yes,
right.
They were.
And what are they going to do? In March, they have to start the budget process all over again.
Ooh.
Right, all over again.
Didn't we just go through that?
We just went through it. And the problem that I see is the veterans, in my opinion, will take a hit. You know, the whole community is taking a hit, and veterans are part of the community.
Yes, they are.
But we have to figure out something to keep that cemetery going. And it's not just one cemetery they're responsible for. They're responsible for two cemeteries. and that office, you know, to keep that office within reason. You know, we have to be somewhat flexible. We all do.
Well, you know, Tommy, if you'd have been on the ride with me down there, you'd have saw the hope, and you'd have saw the spirit of radiation that these people are trying to do what they're doing with what they've got. Mm-hmm. And it's going to culminate to the point where, I'll tell you right now, the vets are going to wake up, mm-hmm. and they're going to say, we got to volunteer.
But go ahead, Tom.
And, you know, and I see this, and I look at the 15 new members of the legislature. Mm-hmm. And I say to myself, as an institution, not as individuals, as an institution, you've got to do a better job. You've got to be honest with yourselves. And I made the comment a few years ago, okay. that I'd like to see every political leader look themselves in the mirror every day and ask themselves this question. Have you measured up for the people on Guam? All the people, the rich, the poor, the middle class. Have you measured up? And how many do you think would say they measured up when they pass bills for balloons, for garbage bags during a pandemic? Yes, they're important issues, but is that the priority that you want to set?
Well, there was a couple other ones that they did.
There's priority number one for Guam should be, and I'm not trying to tell the senators or the governor or anybody else what to do. This is Sean's priorities for Guam. Open up the economy and get us back going again. Get the schools back going. This instruction of one day a week or whatever they're doing, what I heard on the news today, is not helping our kids and not helping the future of Guam. Third, once you get all that going, and it's going to take a while to get all that going, is get the veterans what they need. You know, during our stand down from the radio show here, I got a lot of my schoolwork done. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a class that I did not want to do. Did not want to do at all. Because I can write, I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. But I had to write 4 papers for English comp. I actually gave 2 of those papers to Tom to read. Mm-hmm. And it talked about veterans issues here on Guam. Mm-hmm. Was the first one. It was what are the issues? And the second one was what can we do to fix those issues? Mm-hmm. You know, this is something we've talked about here on this show I don't know how many times. And actually, I don't take words out of Tom's mouth or put words in his mouth either. But after Tommy read those, he looked at me and went, you know what? I thought we were doing better for our veterans on Guam. He goes, everything you wrote, we've been talking about for 20 years. Am I right or wrong, Tom?
That's true. That was my gut feeling. And I was disappointed. I didn't tell you this at the time, mm-hmm. but I was disappointed in myself. Did I do the best I could with Art Mason? Did we do the best we could? Were we fair? And I'll be straight up front. I was in that legislative building, you know, the various buildings they've had, for 15 years. I'm not there now. No one's called to say, Tom, come back. I'm not an employee. I'm a volunteer for veterans.
Yeah.
I'm not a Republican or Democrat, and you guys know it, and they know it, too.
Because you're a threat. You tell the truth, you speak out loud, and they don't like that.
I'll tell you what, that is a huge resource that they're going to be sorely missing.
I have a funny feeling that's going to happen.
I got the notes from our let pass things where we had, who did we have? We had Robert Underwood. We had all these guys coming on, I'm running for senator and stuff.
But Tom, I want to go back to something you said about the 15 new senators that we have here on Guam that just got sworn in on Monday. Of those 15, how many of those have never been a senator before? They're either incumbent from last.
They've all been senators before.
They've, so
currently or yeah. in the
or
past.
In the
yeah.
past.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. There are no newbies, put it that way.
Right. There's no
no
freshman senators on Guam.
And this
Tony.
What
Hanna
I get a sense
there.
Is based on what happened, and we interviewed some of them, and we couldn't interview everybody because of the show. The show shut down.
Right.
But we interviewed Republicans and you did most of the interviewing, Republicans and Democrats. Yeah. So did you, John.
Yeah,
I was in the engineering booth, you know, just looking. Yeah.
And I did a couple via Zoom.
Right, a couple and via Zoom. And I'm saying to myself, what has changed with them? We had one senator sitting here, and I was in that engineering booth, and I got on a microphone, and I asked that senator, what have you, we're live on the air, and you were in this room, two of you, mm-hmm. what have you done personally for veterans in your term of office?
Oh, I know and which the, one this was.
And the answer was nothing.
Nothing.
It was an honest answer.
Yeah, they were honest.
But then I would turn around and we would get you, especially you, you would give them copies of the veterans organizations on Guam mm-hmm. because they didn't have a list of the veterans. I mean, come on. And that's indicative. That's telling me something that they're talking the talk, but they're not walking the walk. Mm-hmm. And it's not whether they're Republican or Democrat. It's not. Because when they come on our show, we treat them quite nice. I mean, compared to some interviews I think they get.
It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been
them.
A lot worse.
But you know what? There's a shakeup in the coming because I see it, and I'm very impressed with Tim Ogden. Very impressed. And I'm a man of meager means, but I'll tell you what. For a retired Air Force person, he is very, very intelligent. And I come to find out that he comes from a background of occupations where he was... He's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, I mean, I've only talked to him probably at the most 20 minutes at the most, you know, since he's been there. Mm-hmm. But just by talking to him my limited amount of time, mm-hmm. I was impressed by him. That doesn't mean I have to agree with everything
compared
he says.
To the former administrator, he's 180 degrees different. Well, we got another break?
Yeah, yes, sir. We're going to go ahead and take our bottom of the hour break. So this is Vet Talk on News Talk K57. We'll be back very shortly.
When is an half a day Guam Guam who see Izzy? My New Year's resolution is to learn how to cook red rice. Happy New Year's from News Talk K57.
Woohoo! It's the New Year! Happy New Year from News Talk K57.
Good evening, welcome back to Vet Talk on News Talk K57. My name's Sean Watson, member of the VFW.
Johnny Atulai Titano, MOPH.
Tom Devlin, MOPH on Guam.
All right.
You know, as we were discussing before...
Hang on, let me just do the housekeeping here real quick. Right. If you want to call in, be a part of the show, our phone number is 477-5757. Go ahead.
And, you know, they made the announcement that we're back on the air today. They were announcing it. I haven't heard any senators call.
No.
Right? Have you heard any senators call us? No.
We've had one phone call. That was Ed.
One phone call.
Appreciate it, Ed.
And Patty called me a couple of days ago, and you know she was talking about the vaccine. How do veterans on Guam, because she's in California, going to get the vaccine? And then you hear all these stories that they want the Manumco 70 to 75 to go to Okadu and wait online, supposedly. And then from 65 or 60 to 75, it's I don't think that's a feasible way to do it. I think you should have regions, north, central, south, and try to do it that. Menumco shouldn't be standing in the sun
right.
4 hours waiting for vaccines. Yeah. And also, I said, this is what I read on the webpage for the VA. If you're a patient in the VA system, a medical patient, let's say in the VA system, and you go to the CBOC or you go to the hospital or you go wherever you go, the VA will contact you as to, number one, when the vaccine is available for you, and as to when do you where you go and what time you go to get the vaccine, if you want the vaccine. Not everybody wants it, which is fine. And that's the only information I have. And then I was looking down as to what medical centers have the vaccine, the VA get the vaccine to the VA medical okay. centers. And Hawaii is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they are getting the vaccine. Now, what is coming to Guam? I don't know. I know more likely than not they have to vaccinate the workers in the CBOC clinic first.
Right, prioritizing.
Yeah, that makes sense. But we have to get this organized. And John, when you know we were on break, I said, this country is like it was during Vietnam era, when you and I, everybody was demonstrating, screaming, hollering about the war and this. And it seems that it's a divided country. And we have to get, I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, we've got to get back to uniting the country, even when we disagree. We always disagree. The three of us in this room disagree.
Yeah, we do.
But you, when we leave, you, we laugh, we joke. We'll have a beer, do it. Because we all fought for a country,
mm-hmm.
United States of America, whether we agree with the wars that we fought in. Two of us sitting in this room bled too many times for this country, whether we wanted to or not. Two of us in this room, or three of us in this room, saw some friends that didn't make it home.
Oh, that's all three of us.
And the country, we expect better from any political leader than what we have now. And now the problem is the veterans deserve better, and whether you're a local politician or a federal politician, if you forget the veterans today, 2 or 4 years down the road, they're going to dump you out the door.
All right, we have a phone call.
Oh, good.
Actually. So we're going to go to Harold on line one. How you doing? Welcome to Vet Talk.
Oh, it's nice to see you guys back on the air. I was beginning to think you're all hiding in a spider hole.
Well, some of us was, Johnny.
I can't fit there anymore.
So I got the vaccine. I'm 78, and I walked in when they started about a week ago, and I went on the Monday, and it went smooth. In an hour, I was gone. The hardest part was sitting in a folding chair in the gym for a half hour after I got the shot, making sure I didn't die.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. We don't want you to die.
I don't know. It could be.
Anaphylactic shock. But, you know, I heard that could get you.
And somebody else, I think from the CBOC, I forget where, told me that the VA in Honolulu was not going to send any of the vaccine to the Guam CBOC. And all the veterans are supposed to get it through Guam Public Health.
At the moment, that's correct.
Yeah. Anyway, when I went on Monday, it worked great. Okay. I'm glad I didn't go Tuesday or Wednesday because from what I hear on the news, it went to hell fast.
Can I ask you which vaccine did you get? Did you get the Pfizer or the Moderna?
All they had was the Pfizer when I went through.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's that. I wouldn't, if they'd asked me which one I wanted, I don't know what's what, so.
And
Pfizer was first, and it had the most testing from what I understand, but who knows.
Right, and I understand what you're
saying. I go back on the 18th to get the second one.
Right.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying, what you're saying is, let's say, Hawaii's not going to send the vaccine to Guam, you know, to the CBOC clinic. Well, then the Veterans Administration should change their web page just telling the veterans what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's on their web page.
I
very rarely look at that.
I know, but I'm just saying. This is what
healthy vet, and that's about it.
Right. This is what the veterans are looking at, because it's got all sorts. It's got 10 or 20 different questions.
Yeah.
So it seems that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing right now, which is normal, I guess.
Well, and just as clarification.
I read the same thing either in the PBN or the Post. I forget.
Just as clarification, VA Hawaii is also responsible for America, Samoa, mm-hmm. Guam, Northern Marianas, well, actually all the Marianas Islands.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it'd be...
they're not sending anything, according to the story I read.
And that's because of...
They're just using it in Honolulu, in the Honolulu Islands.
Yeah, and that's a logistics problem within the VA, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
All right, Harold, you got anything else? We got some more callers on...
I guess that's it. I had business with the cemetery last June,
mm-hmm.
and they got their act together. I was very happy with everything that I had to go through with them. They know what they're doing, especially the lady that runs things out of the Gov Bombs Veterans Office.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember her name.
Margaret.
But you go through the front door, she's in the... the hallway to the left, and she's the last office down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's glad to hear some good feedback for the veteran office down there.
All the girls down there.
She has her act together. I don't know about the rest of them, but she's got it together. And the guys are there at the cemetery do a great job.
All right, Harold, thanks for the phone call. And
they're going through next Sunday. They're going to clean everything out at the cemetery also. Mm-hmm. All flowers and everything.
All right, Harold, Happy New Year. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Right, be good.
Have a nice night.
You too.
And Ben, how are you doing? Welcome to Vet Talk.
Welcome back, boys.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you. We appreciate it.
You guys back.
That damn door.
You all should listen to the interview between Patty and Tim Uggan this morning. He revealed a few more things, and the reason why he's not sending anything out to us because. The way that, as Sean was saying, it's a VA issue because
logistics.
It classified all of us, the territories that's under Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
under Hawaii, and that's why we're not getting anything to Guam. And him and Bill Cundiff are supposed to be working with through a lot of group, veterans group, you know, that Bill is part of. They're trying to get that change where they need to identify Guam separate from Hawaii.
You know, and I don't know how long you've been listening, but the two papers that I wrote for my college papers, I think that was earlier last month or the end of November, actually deals with that. And we might get into that if we still have some time on this show today, but we have three more callers after you.
Okay. I was so impressed with Tim also this morning after listening to him. And one of the things that he brought up was the 2018 audit,
mm-hmm.
and the Veterans Affairs listed a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he was surprised to find out that they didn't even, previous person didn't even try to address it. And according to him, all they had to do was address them, show them progress, show them what their plan of attack is.
Yeah, and I think we're going to try to have him on the show here soon.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah. I know he wants to come on the show, and since we're back, we didn't want to bring anybody in via Zoom today. We just wanted to get back on the air and make sure everybody knew that we were back on the air.
Okay. Glad to hear you guys back.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, can we do this? Just a thought.
Quick.
When they give their name, vet, marine, vet, sailor.
Well, if they want to, I'm not gonna tell them to self-identify. But
you know, we're not gonna fight.
No. Well, you and I are gonna go at it later.
Yeah, we're gonna go at it.
All right, we have Joe. Joe, welcome to Vet Talk. How you doing?
Oh, how are you doing, guys?
We're doing good.
Doing great.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to get your opinions or your observations about why won't the veterans go ahead and go to get service from public health? Is there a big reason why not? Or
no, all veterans, they are more than welcome to get the vaccine from public health. In fact, that's what VA is asking all the veterans to do.
Yeah, but I hear a lot of callers, mostly in the morning, veterans, and they're concerned about they want to wait for VA. And I'm worried about that because...
Well, let me take this. When you talk to the VA, you talk to management in the VA, when you talk to the who's who that come to Guam, this is what you get from them. We'll take care of the veterans' medical conditions. We'll take care of our vets on Guam. And that's a promise, and I've been in rooms with governors, past and present. Secretaries of Veterans Affairs, I've actually been in the room with them. And they all say the same thing. Now, here you have something that they promised the veterans, and they should take care of the veterans. If you only have 3,000 veterans that use that medical facility, how many vaccinations do you need? 6,000?
Yeah.
If the Veterans Administration can't do that, then we're all lost, all of us. And the people in American Samoa are in worse shape than we are, and other smaller islands. They made a contract with us that they would give us medical care if we qualified for it. Getting a vaccine is medical care. If you can get the flu shot, you can get the vaccine from the VA. No problem with that at all.
Yeah. And don't you think Lou should open up one of the abandoned businesses that went out of business, like maybe, what's the one at GPO, the kids' place?
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese, like, open that up just for veterans, you know, and have only a few injectors over there, you know, the one that administrates.
Again, Joe, let's not go back to the whole logistics part of it.
Yeah.
Because the vaccine, once it's thawed out, the Pfizer, once it's thawed out, it has to be used within 5 days. And if they start thawing out a bunch of it, we're going to lose some of that vaccine. And I think that's what they're concerned with.
Yeah, but if we could take care of 300 vets a day, right, at least, how many days would it take to do 6,000?
If you're doing 30 a day, that'd be basically a month, because they're not going to do it on Saturday and Sundays.
Right. Yeah. Right. And, you know, I just wish they would, if they're concerned about getting the vaccine, just go get it. You know, wherever it's at.
That's what they're doing in Saipan. Saipan's in, they got them all in there. Teachers, firefighters, governors.
I even know some veterans that have it.
And veterans.
All right. Hey, Joe, you have anything else? I want to get to the other two callers as well.
Yeah, please do. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, Merry Christmas. Thanks. Or Happy New Year. Thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas. All right, bye. I don't know what day it is anymore. Hey, we have another Joe. Welcome to Vet Talk.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Get that out of the way.
Okay.
So, comment on the question. So, I heard that the vaccine might require two shots.
The vaccine does require two shots. The Pfizer, you get the first shot, then it's
22 days.
21 days later, you get it. Then the Moderna, you get the shot, then it's 28 days later, you get it.
Okay. So and then the question is, I heard earlier, you know, the plea for everyone to just pretty much get along with each other, regardless of political affiliation. And my question is, has there been any sentiment shared amongst your veterans regarding the testimonies and affidavits regarding this election, this presidential election?
You know. I'll even add to what we were talking about earlier about setting aside our personal affiliations and everything else. I can speak for the VFW and the American Legion. We're apolitical. We don't get into the actual politics of it unless it deals with the veterans issue.
Okay, thank you so much, Jason. Merry Christmas, happy year again.
You too. Thanks, Joe. And Mariano, welcome to Vet Talk.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for calling me. You know, you guys, I'm around when it's kids. I'm 84 years old, but I got a son, kid, and fresh sergeant. Now, the first time I'm worried about your son, he said, why you worry about me, dad? If I died, my family, they'd pension, everything. Now, the second time, you know what happened? Went to the second time, he said, you know, I'm worried, dad, I'm going to quit. Why? Because, you know, they are big box, and they are two families inside the box. They're hungry. That's what I'm worried about. You know, us over here, we opened a can of corned beef. one half we eat, we throw the half, the salt and everything. But the place in Afghanistan, that's why my son is worried the most. I said, okay, son, you know, this veteran's name, we are not responsible. The federal is responsible, right? Because these people, they went off island to be killed. Mm-hmm. So they are responsible. They have to take care of them 100%. They went to be killed for us and the United States. So we're not responsible. The federal is responsible. So I don't know if I'm wrong or right, but thank you very much for accepting my call.
All right, Mariano, you take care and stay safe.
Okay.
We've all been in meetings. The three of us have all been in meetings with the who's who that come from, you know.
Wherever.
We're at Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in a meeting, John, at 2:09. I believe you were there. I just don't remember, to be honest with you. It's when the Secretary of Veterans, the current one who's leaving office, was at it, and we had the meeting in Attleup. And they promised us the world, like they all promised us the world. Well, these are veterans, and by God, you better take care of them when things are good and when things are bad. Because a lot of the veterans, they have a lot of bad days in the military.
Mm-hmm.
They have good days and they have bad days. And usually, when they use the VA system, the medical system I'm talking about, they usually got hurt on active duty somewhere along the line.
Service connected.
Right. And that's your job, VA, to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not say, well, we're going to throw it on public health. We're going to throw it on. You've all seen the news. The two of you guys, myself, have seen the news. 4 miles long waiting in cars to get vaccines, to get food, to get tested. Mm-hmm. We are the richest country in the world. We keep claiming that. We can build ships, aircraft carriers. We can build machinery for the military. We can't even figure out what it does, but we see it. And you can't get vaccines to 3,000 veterans that use the medical facility at the CBOC clinic. Are you kidding me? And I even asked John about that vaccine gun. He had to explain it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We used it as a Navy corpsman.
Yeah.
And you can vaccinate a whole bunch of people with it, but they quit using it, as far as I know, in boot camp because of the fact that these guys were flinching. And it's high pressure,
and it'll
cut them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something. Did you get tested?
Yes.
And how did it come out?
I was negative.
How about you?
I've been tested 5 times.
Seriously?
Negative. Every time.
Well, I do my own home test, and I check myself.
Yeah, I know. I hope the smoke is not in the room now. You know, you're going to kill us.
I did a lot of testing last week.
Have you been given a shot
for
COVID or whatever?
The vaccine?
Yeah.
No, I'm not qualified to get the shot yet.
Have you gotten a shot?
No. I'm waiting for the VA to give me the shot. This is me personally now, mm-hmm. at the CBOC clinic. If you think I'm going to sit in line for 8 hours, this has nothing to do with the people that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sit in line for 8 hours. 75-year-old people, 80-year-old people in one location. No, I'm not going to do it. I might as well just wait till they get herd immunity, and everybody else gets it.
Well, and not only that, right now if I'm remembering this correctly, because I think I read this last night, what they're doing now is if you're going for your first shot, it's actually in the afternoon. The morning time slots are for the people getting their second dose of the shot or the vaccine right now.
To add more, and then when you look at the news media, now they say, well, we'll give you only one shot because we don't have enough to give you the second shot.
Well, no, what they're saying is for certain age groups, and yeah. we're not doing that age group yet because I think it's
right.
But like 18 to 55.
Yeah, but what I'm
55.
Saying, it changes almost every day.
Yeah, it's a half dose. It's still two shots, but only a half.
Yeah, it changes almost every day. So what do you expect, people? They're confused. They don't know who to believe anymore. That's the problem. They don't know who to believe. And when you get to 65, 70, 75, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And it's just my opinion, and I still stand by this. The VA wrote a contract with us when we got discharged from the military. If we qualified for medical care, the vaccine is medical care.
Yes.
And I don't care what they say, I want it from the VA. And if you have to stand, if you have to get a chartered aircraft from the United States Air Force from Hawaii to bring the vaccine to Guam, so be it.
And they will never do that, Tom.
I know that.
Because we are an island.
I know.
And we're all Guamanians, Chamorros, whatever you want to call us. And they put it all in one pot, they send the vaccine out. It's up to you to get it when they offer it to you. Now, they've offered it to me, but I refuse to take it.
And that's your...
That's my prerogative. But the thing is...
I want to get Tom spun up right before we get off the show
today.
Go ahead. What about dental care? Is that health care, too?
That's health care.
I haven't heard you say anything about that lately.
No, because that died in Congress. Nobody even... They didn't act on it.
But that was promised to us.
It was promised that they would put the bill in Congress, yes. But the current congressman that represents us for the last 2 years, and he's got reelected, where did that go? What did he say about that? I haven't heard of... The only time I've talked to him was with Sean about 2 years ago.
Question.
Yes, sir.
In today's paper, yesterday's paper, both papers, there was two pages on the representative from Utah or Uruguay or something that the delegate posted. And he said, and that costs a lot of money. But we had a prominent fisherman that passed away last week, mm-hmm. or 2 weeks ago. He didn't say anything about how life-giving this young man was. He was a fisherman, Vic Damion, to be buried tomorrow. But we got accolades for these people that we don't even know. What did they do? Why are you spending thousands of dollars on them? Help this family out. Give the money to his family. He's destitute.
It's a country... that politically is so divided. It's like the Vietnam era that you and I were in. Everybody is demonstrating. I've come to the conclusion that I don't think people trust their own government, which is a bad thing. They don't trust their own government for anything. And that's the Republican issue and a Democratic issue.
No fireworks, New Year's.
No.
Why?
The political parties have got to they've got to redefine themselves. They've got to do it. Because what's happening today is just not working, whether locally or federally or statewide. It's not working. You can see it.
Well, and not only that, I'm gonna go back and jump on my soapbox of what I normally do anyway.
Please.
Until this economy gets started again, because that is a veterans issue too, is the Guam economy. Because if that doesn't get started and prosper, they're not going to have anything for the veterans down the line.
I agree with you 100%. What about the veterans that work in the hotel industry that are either underemployed or unemployed? Or what about the veterans and their families that are lining up to get food?
Well, that's why.
What about that?
I like Brian and what Johnny Conception's doing with GY671, what Brian's doing with his association, the VFW, they're helping the veterans because that's a priority with them. They said, hey, we'll help the veterans, but we got to know who the veterans are.
All right, final thoughts.
I quit.
Tom.
It's 2021. We're going to have an attitude of taking no prisoners anymore when we deal with politics. Right. I think we've been too nice for too long, and this is where we get.
Well, let's see what the new generation's up to.
All right. And I'd like to take this time, since it is a new year, I'd like to wish all the veterans and the people of Guam a very, very happy new year, and I hope it's a great year for all of us. This has been Vet Talk on News Talk K57 for Johnny, Tom, and Izzy. I'm Sean. We'll see you next week.
Beautiful. If you're afraid, then you come out with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bless it. Going down for
it. Fair, fast, and first. This is News Talk K57, KGUM AM. Hagatnya Guam, News Talk K57.